Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Uh-oh.
Richard Ayer presents the new Lum and Abner Show. Tonight, Richard Ayer, at the Division of General Motors, brings you a brand new kind of visit with those old characters down in Pine Ridge, featuring Clarence Hartzell as Ben Withers, the music of Felix Mills, and starring your old favorite, Lum and Abner. America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity, for more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers. And number one in dependability, for Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. As we look in on the little community of Pine Ridge, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. Abner is showing Lum one of his Christmas presents.
Just look at that thing, Lum. What did I ever do to Dan Withers to make him give me a Christmas present like that? A orange dog.
Abner, will you hash up about that?
No good, no count, underslung orange dog.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Now, what could I possibly do with an orange dog?
If you don't hash up, I'll find something to do with it.
Of all the useless, this Christmas present.
Oh, it ain't so useless. It's a paperweight. You weight down papers with it.
I don't know how I ever got along without one of them.
No, you set it on your desk.
In plain sight? That monstrosity? Look, look at it. Don't even look like a dog. Looks like a sausage with feet.
Well, it's supposed to look that way. I think that's what they call a dachshund or something.
Looks to me like this crankcase is dragging.
Abner, if you hate it so much, why don't you take it back and exchange it?
So that I've got just a half a mind to do that.
That's a half more than I figured you had. Tell you what, let's run into the county seat, and you can take the dog back to the Emporium Department Store. That's where it was bought, wasn't it?
Yeah. Cost $1.98. Price tag still on it. Look there. $1.98.
Well, let's go then, because I've got a little exchanging to do myself. I got 6 pounding pins this year.
6?
All just exactly alike, too. Must have had a sale on them there. Come on, get your hat and let's go.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Let me wrap a piece of paper around this iron hound here. Don't want nobody to see me toting this thing around. They'd think I was catched for sure.
Well, hurry up. If our delivery truck don't break down again, we can get there before the store's closed.
Yeah, well, I'm ready.
Oh, for pity's sake, there comes Ben Withers.
Huh?
Oh. Don't tell him where we're going. I wouldn't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah, let's slip out the back way.
No, it's too late. You just get shut up and as quick as we can.
Yeah, but how do you do that? You can stand there flat-footed and tell him to get out, and he'll just say, fine.
Well, when he sees we got our hats on, he'll know we're just leaving. Find out.
Yeah, howdy, Ben.
Good afternoon, Abner. I just stopped in the... Oh, got your hats on, I see.
Yeah, got her hats on.
What's the matter, your head's cold?
No, Ben, we were just leaving.
Right. Well, Abner, sit down and tell me, how did you like your Christmas present?
Oh, I just love that iron hound, Ben.
You know, I was a little afraid you might not care for the gift of that place.
I don't know what would ever give you such an idea as that.
Well, sir, I wanted to give you something different.
No? Sure did.
Come on, Abner. Sorry we got a rest, Ben.
Right. How'd you like the fountain pen, Lum?
Oh, it was wonderful. Just wonderful.
You know, Lum, that pen can write underwater?
Is that so?
I can't think what possible advantage it could be.
No. Well, come on, Abner.
Oh, I suppose Romano was drowning and wanted to dice off a hasty note asking for help.
Next time I'm drowning, I'll try it out.
Right. Of course, now, you've always had the problem of keeping the stationary dry. Better forget it.
I'd love to.
However, now, if a man wanted to autograph fish, why in the world? Why would anybody ever want to autograph fish?
Yeah.
Well, you like the paperweight, huh, Abner?
Yeah, that's just dandy. We got to be leaving now, Ben.
Well, Sir Abner, I think the reason that that little iron dog caught my eye was because in 1920, I presented a small dachshund pup as a gift to a young debutante in my own. Olive May's Recipes.
Yeah, well, Ben, that's just dandy, but...
And something about the ears of that little iron dog reminded me of Olive.
Oh, she must have been awful pretty.
Well, Spitball Smith thought so.
Who?
Yes.
Come on, Abner. We gotta go. We'll never make it.
Spitball Smith moved to... You going someplace, love?
Yeah, and we're in a hurry, too, Ben.
Spitball Smith moved to Mount Ida in 1921 and met Olive at the annual Mount Ida Cherry Hill High School track meet. Olive placed second in the shot put.
Yeah, well, look, Ben.
Spitball wanted me to lend him enough money to go into business for himself so he could marry Olive. Being a friend, I refused. And he's been grateful to me ever since.
Look, that's awful interesting, Ben, but we've just got to be running along.
Right. Just a year ago last Christmas, I got a card from good old Spitball saying that he'd made good now, and if there was any way he could repay me, just let him know at his new address.
Well, where is he at now?
He didn't say.
Well, you better write and ask him where he's at, Ben.
Abner, don't you start flapping your jaw, too. We've got to get on our way.
Yes, I can't stand here listening to you fellows all day long. I've got to go. See you later.
Yeah, so long, Ben.
Oh, Abner, now that I know how much you like the paperweight, I'll get your name engraved on it in a day or so.
Oh, that'll be great.
Oh, I thought he'd never leave. Come on, grab the dog. Let's go before he comes back.
The old truck's running pretty smooth, ain't she?
What'd you say, Abner?
I said the old truck's running pretty smooth.
Speak up, I can't hear you.
I said...
Now, what was she said?
Well, I said the old truck's running pretty smooth. Let it go.
Oh, well, now what are we going to do?
Be careful of hazelnut.
No, I don't want no hazelnut. Oh. Come on, maybe we can high-pitch a ride. We ain't got much further to go, no way. Hurry up, there comes the car. Jump out and get your thumb up. Hurry up.
I'm hurrying.
Get farther out in the road so he'll be sure and see you.
Is this far enough?
No, farther. That's it. And take them mittens off so he can see your thumb.
Why, that's Barney. He got my mittens.
Well, you never look friendly enough.
Well, I never had time to.
Hurry up, get that. There comes another. Turn around there. Wait, I believe he's slowing down. Yeah, he's going to stop. I believe I got it to ride.
Yeah, oh, wait a minute. Let me get my arm off.
So hurry up.
Have you got all your fountain pens?
Yeah, I got them in my pocket here.
Fellas, having trouble with your motor?
A little. It fell out.
Go on, Abner. You get in first and set in the middle.
Yeah, I'll shove in here.
Well, here now. There's hardly room.
Oh, we can make it all out. I'll just squeeze over closer to you, Abner.
No, I never said
you get in all right, Long.
Yeah, I believe so. I ain't crowding you in, Abner.
No, I'm fine. Have you got enough room, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Plenty.
Well, now, are you perfectly sure that you're both quite comfortable?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Well, then move over so I can get my foot on the accelerator.
Well, nice of you to ask us to ride into the county seat with you.
Yeah. Nice car. Is it paid for?
Certainly. Say, mister, do you mind driving faster? We're in a hurry.
Well, do you know what time it's getting to be?
No, I don't.
Well, why don't you look at your watch and see?
Here, I'll get it out for you.
Now, here, hold on there.
Now, don't be long. Look at this watch. Ain't that a rip, Billy?
Well, did you say? Let me see that thing.
Be careful with that. It's very valuable. It's an heirloom.
Oh, I thought it was an Ingersoll.
Hey, Mom, look out there. You reach up that filling station that was over on the other side of the road.
Hannah, don't point with that iron dog. It ain't polite.
Well, don't you recollect it was right over there.
Hannah, watch out. You're going to flood me with that thing.
Well, now look. It turned over on the other side of the road.
Grab the wheel. He'd knock him out. I told you not to point with that iron dog.
Well, I'll never meant to hit him.
Hannah, turn off the ignition.
Let's see now, what is the ignition?
Do something, step on the brake.
All right. Mom, look what you did to that windshield. Get off of the hood.
Come out here and help me. You might have killed me, I don't know.
Yeah, all right, just a minute. Mom, that's no way to get out of a car. Why didn't you use the door?
Then it was your fault the way you slammed on them brakes. I thought I was a goner for school.
That fellow's come to and he...
Hey, wait for us!
Wait a minute! Hey, I'll be a polka dotted fox in the varmint drive away without it.
Yeah. And looky here. I've still got his watch.
Hello? Frederick Lee Hunt, assistant substitute store clerk and D-Liver Boy Junior Grade talking. Oh, what is it, Clarabelle?
Oh, Frederick. Say, have you seen Mama?
Quiet, Mr. Niles. I'm discussing an awful important matter with my girl, Clarabelle.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you discussing?
I don't know. Hello, Clarabelle. Well, what you wanted? Oh, well, it must be spoiled. Yeah, you better keep it out on the porch. It's cooler out there. Oh, no, there ain't no danger of it turning on you.
Oh, here, now, give me that phone. Fine advice you're handing out. What that woman needs is a Frigidaire refrigerator. Hello, madam. This is Wendell Niles, the Frigidaire representative. I can appreciate that Mr. Weehunt is trying to be helpful, but let me tell you, the porch is no place to keep perishables. You just can't rely on outside temperatures to keep food fresh. It takes the accurately controlled temperature of a fine Frigidaire refrigerator to do that. You see, Frigidaire has a temperature control that assures just the right amount of cold to keep food safe.
But, Mr. Niles...
Quiet, Cedric. You've given enough misinformation already.
But, Mr. Niles...
You see, madam, only Frigidaire has the meatomizer, the simplest cold-making mechanism ever built. That means you have dependable cold and lots of it, day after day, year after year. Yes, I know, madam, but let me finish. On top of that, Frigidaire's food compartment is heavily insulated, so the cold stays in. And current costs stay low. And you get more than one kind of cold in a Frigidaire refrigerator, you know. All the essential cold zones, from super moist cold for keeping fruits and vegetables garden fresh, to steady freezing cold for keeping frozen food safe. So if you're concerned about food getting spoiled, don't depend on the weather. Get a Frigidaire refrigerator that makes its own weather. Always perfect weather for every kind of perishable food. Now, Cedric, anything more you want to say to Clarabelle?
Yes, Mom, I better straighten her out. Hello, Clarabelle. Say, if that hound dog of yours has another tantrum, and you remember what I said, put him out on the porch to cool off. He's just spoiled, that's all. Goodbye.
Here's the department store, but I ain't got the least idea what counter to go through.
It all just mean either. These places all are getting these old mixed up.
Can I help you, gentlemen? I'm a floor walker.
I'm kind of nervous myself.
Yeah, we want to exchange some stuff we got.
Oh, I might have known.
Where's the iron dog department?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, what it actually is a paperweight.
Oh, you'll find those in office supplies and waste baskets.
That's a good place for them.
Next aisle, one counter to the left.
Tourist.
Much obliged. Come on, Adam.
Hey, Mom, what's a tourist?
I don't know. I keep wondering what we ought to do with this watch. I feel sort of guilty having it, but I don't know where to get in touch with that varmint.
Well, I don't know what to do about it. I reckon this is the counter here.
Have you been waited on?
No, Mom, can you tell me how to get shut of a dog?
Just ignore him and maybe he'll go away.
He's got a paperweight, miss, and he wants to exchange it.
Oh, I see. Do you have a sales slip?
No, all I got is a dog.
Well, you've got to have a sales slip. That's the only way we can tell if the article was purchased here.
Well, Ben Weathers bought it here, don't you recall?
Look, we have hundreds of customers every day, all week long. How would I know him?
Well, he's the one in the salt and pepper suit.
I suppose he's the only man in the world who wears a salt and pepper suit.
He's the only man that wears one with a Mount Ivy baseball shirt.
Well, I'm sorry. If you don't have the sales slip, you'll have to go up to the manager's office and get an okay first. Third floor, second office to the right.
Just what seems to be wrong with this paperweight, Mr. Peabody?
Well, nothing wrong with it. I just don't want it.
Well, we have some larger ones, and we care to put a little more money into it.
I don't want one of no size. I want to exchange it.
Have you thought this over carefully? Well, we probably won't get any more in of these until late spring.
God.
Look, mister, he just wants to exchange it, and a woman in wastebasket said for him to get an okay from you.
Yes, all right. Do you have a charge account here?
I don't think so.
Well,
then the quickest way to handle this is for you to go down to the basement, window number 5, and open an account.
Ever had an account with us before?
No, Mom.
Got a steady job here in town?
No. Do I have to get one?
Fill out this blank. Have you got any identification? Can you prove who you are?
Oh, you don't need to worry about that. I know who I am. At least, I did when I come in here. I ain't sure about it.
Yeah, he's Abner, all right. I'd know him anywhere. I can tell by that peculiar walk of his. Go ahead and walk there, Abner.
If you haven't any idea, come back here.
Mom?
If you haven't any job or identification, you'll have to take this application to the manager and have him okay it personally.
I stand you are, Mr. Peabody, and welcome to the big family of Emporium Customs. I hope you'll be able to serve you satisfactorily for many years to come.
Thank you.
I'll send your credit application down to our credit manager right away. And I hope to see you again soon. Good day.
Good day.
Well, what about that iron dog paperweight?
Oh, yes. Did you want to take that with you, or shall we mail it?
I don't want neither. I want to exchange it.
Mr. Peabody, have you thought this over carefully?
Yes.
Oh. Well, in that case, take this slip to the lady in wastebasket. Have her make out a complete description of the paperweight, then take it to the exchange window on the 4th floor.
Have you been waited on?
Dog is hair on.
Give her that slip, Anna. You're supposed to fill this out, miss. Describe the iron dog.
Oh, all right.
I wish they'd let me describe it.
Do you have the sales slip?
No, Mom, I don't.
Well, just a minute. I'll have to check this at the stock clerk first. You wait there.
All right.
Abner, you ain't never going to get this dead blame tin hound exchange. Now, just as well face it.
Well, I ain't going to put it back home again, I can tell you that long.
Well, why don't you just pick out something you want that costs about the same and leave the dog in its place? That's fair enough.
Oh, no, but I believe you're right, sure. Oh, my goodness, alive, it's Ben with us, Mom. Now, he'll find out we're exchanging his present.
Well, I'll tell you what. You go take him over to some other counter while I pick up something here for the exchange.
Well, fancy meeting you fellows. What are you doing here? Fine. How's that? Ben, come over here. There's some junk over here I want to show you. I ain't sure just what they are, but come on over here.
Yeah, let's see now. It ought to be nice. No, it's no good. I wouldn't like that. Hey, this ought to be.
All right, put it back.
Huh?
Doing your Christmas shoplifting a little late this year, ain't you, Max?
What do you mean, shoplifting?
Oh, I'll put it back and come along with me. There's a man upstairs who wants to have a nice little talk with you.
Well, here's another one, Mr. Hollingsworth. Caught this one trying to stuff a pearl-handled letter opener in his pocket.
Is that what that was? I thought it was a butter knife.
Wait a minute. Haven't I seen you before?
Yes, sir. I've been sent up here 3 times.
Oh, an old offender, huh?
Well, now, wait a minute. You fellas got this all wrong. I wasn't doing no shoplifting. I was just exchanging a present for a friend of mine.
Uh-huh. You got to think up a better one than that, Mike. Stand still while I fix you.
Now, just a minute. Take your hands off of me. I'm a citizen. I got my rights.
Uh-huh. You got a lot of fountain pen, too.
Look, Chief. 6 of them.
Oh. Them pens all belong to me. I got them for Christmas.
Oh, sure. Sure. I suppose you got this watch for Christmas, too, huh?
Uh-oh.
You want me to take him down to jail, Chief?
Yes, I think so, as long as we've got him with the stolen property on him.
Wait a minute now, I ain't no thief, and if you'll just get hold of my partner, I'll prove it to you.
Your partner?
Sure, you know him, Mr. Peabody, the fellow that just opened up an account here.
Oh, so that's the way you work it, eh? Yes, we better round him up too, Dugan. He's a little short, squatty fellow and a sort of a rude giver.
And your granny said, I'm glad to see you.
Well, I heard they'd sent you back up here again. Did you get the stuff all right? That's the man, Dugan. Get him.
My Christ, what's going on here anyway?
Who's this third cookie?
He's a friend of ours.
Well, looks like we got a whole wing of them.
Admiral, I want you to tell these men that
I'll let Matt, I'll do the questioning around here.
Oh?
Now, look, Pop. Did this guy come into the store to exchange a Christmas present for you?
Why, of course not.
Why, Edna Peabody.
Why, I wouldn't part with that beloved iron dog for anything in the world. Would I, Ben?
Oh, no, he loves that.
Look, Edna, I'm in trouble, and this ain't no time to...
Now, look, Pop. Did you ever see this watch before?
Let me see. Oh, sure. We got that off of a fella that we high-kissed to ride with.
Well, might as well hustle him down to jailhouse and book him.
Jailhouse? There's something wrong.
Come along, all of you.
Now, wait a minute. I ain't going to be railroaded like this. I want to see the manager.
Well, I'm the manager.
Oh, yeah. That's right, ain't it? Well, I granny, who's higher up than you, then?
There's no one above me except... Well, of course, the president.
All right, get me Truman now.
No. I mean the president of our organization, Mr. Smith.
Well, get him in here then, and hurry up. I know my rights.
Oh, all right, I'll get him. But it won't do you a bit of good.
We'll see about that.
Mr. Smith, we're having a bit of disturbance in my office. I wanted to be troubling you too much to ask you to step in here a minute.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Smith.
You'll be right in.
Much better. Now we'll get this thing settled.
Yeah, say, Long, this one thing I want to know, what are they taking us to jail for?
Oh, they think we're a batch of shoplifters.
Right.
Right. When Mr. Smith gets in here, I'll...
Here he comes now.
Yes, sir. What is it?
Oh, my goodness.
What seems to be the cut?
Ah! Careful, a hazelnut.
Don't arrest these men. They tried to kill me, slugged me on the head with a blunt instrument, and stole my wife.